Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the programme Data Entry. With us today is computer expert David Sims. He's here to talk to us about computer hacking. Welcome to the studio, David.
Thank you.
Can you give us a description of what a hacker is?
Certainly. A hacker has a couple of definitions. One is someone who accesses a computer system without the permission of the computer's owner. This is done either through a computer virus or through manual techniques such as simply asking for passwords from unsuspecting people. Another meaning of a hacker is just someone who knows their way around a computer. I mean, how to program it and so on.
Most of us think of hackers as you first described them.
Yes, but technically, I'm a hacker. Because I know how to write computer programs, and I know how to assemble computer hardware. But I would never refer to myself as a hacker, because it mainly has a negative meaning.
I see. Tell us about the way the bad hackers access data.
There are many ways a hacker can do this. We imagine hackers as people who create complex computer programs that infect your computer. This is the most well-known way a hacker works. Because these computer programs or viruses get a lot of media attention when they affect thousands of innocent users. But we don't usually think about the other, simpler ways hackers go about data theft.
Which are?
Well, this is what I mentioned before about getting passwords by just asking people for them. Hackers can pose as security personnel. It's much easier to obtain a password just by asking for it rather than creating a sophisticated program that you hope the user downloads. A hacker can actually call a company, pretend they're a security professional, and trick an employee into giving a password.
Really? People actually fall for that?
Well, a hacker has to be really convincing. They can make the employee believe their job depends on it. The employee, in a frightened state, reveals information. Or, the hacker can try a different approach, one of asking for cooperation, in which the hacker needs the employee's help in solving a problem. People are more likely to fall for that than if they're offered money.
Interesting. What about outside of corporations? Don't hackers contact random individuals this way?
They do, but it usually takes place through spam email. The user receives an email that seems to be from a trusted source. People reply with all sorts of information. Passwords, credit card data, ID numbers. Most people think only older people are vulnerable to this technique and they'd never fall for it. But because hackers can be so sophisticated in their approach, no one is really immune.
What about these hackers who steal information for the greater good of the public? In other words, they reveal things that governments are doing behind our backs, that sort of thing.
Oh, you mean a hacktivist? A hacker who is like an activist working for the good of society? Well, I suppose it's a matter of opinion whether or not they're doing something good. Really, they're doing something illegal. Because they're accessing some organisation's private data. That's an invasion of privacy. I think there are other ways to solve the world's problems than resorting to illegal methods. So I would never condone this behaviour.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Hi everybody and welcome to the programme Data Entry. With us today is computer expert David Sims. He's here to talk to us about computer hacking. Welcome to the studio, David.
Thank you.
Can you give us a description of what a hacker is?
Certainly. A hacker has a couple of definitions. One is someone who accesses a computer system without the permission of the computer's owner. This is done either through a computer virus or through manual techniques such as simply asking for passwords from unsuspecting people. Another meaning of a hacker is just someone who knows their way around a computer. I mean, how to program it and so on.
Most of us think of hackers as you first described them.
Yes, but technically, I'm a hacker because I know how to write computer programs and I know how to assemble computer hardware. But I would never refer to myself as a hacker because it mainly has a negative meaning.
I see. Tell us about the way the bad hackers access data.
There are many ways a hacker can do this. We imagine hackers as people who create complex computer programs that infect your computer. This is the most well-known way a hacker works. Because these computer programs or viruses get a lot of media attention when they affect thousands of innocent users. But we don't usually think about the other, simpler ways hackers go about data theft.
Which are?
Well, this is what I mentioned before about getting passwords by just asking people for them. Hackers can pose as security personnel. It's much easier to obtain a password just by asking for it rather than creating a sophisticated program that you hope the user downloads. A hacker can actually call a company, pretend they're a security professional, and trick an employee into giving a password.
Really? People actually fall for that?
Well, a hacker has to be really convincing. They can make the employee believe their job depends on it. The employee, in a frightened state, reveals information. Or the hacker can try a different approach, one of asking for cooperation, in which the hacker needs the employee's help in solving a problem. People are more likely to fall for that than if they're offered money.
Interesting. What about outside of corporations? Don't hackers contact random individuals this way?
They do, but it usually takes place through spam email. The user receives an email that seems to be from a trusted source. People reply with all sorts of information. Passwords, credit card data, ID numbers. Most people think only older people are vulnerable to this technique and they'd never fall for it. But because hackers can be so sophisticated in their approach, no one is really immune.
What about these hackers who steal information for the greater good of the public? In other words, they reveal things that governments are doing behind our backs, that sort of thing.
Oh, you mean a hacktivist? A hacker who is like an activist working for the good of society? Well, I suppose it's a matter of opinion whether or not they're doing something good. Really, they're doing something illegal. Because they're accessing some organisation's private data. That's an invasion of privacy. I think there are other ways to solve the world's problems than resorting to illegal methods. So I would never condone this behaviour.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.